I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where the country's plastic recycling industry is strongly criticised in a Human Rights Watch report released on Wednesday. The report highlights health problems for workers and residents and attacks the European Union, for which Turkey is the primary plastics recycler.
Plastic is made of fossil fuels and toxic chemical additives.
In a video released by the NGO Human Rights Watch to accompany its report, Turkey's fast-growing recycling industry is accused of threatening workers' lives, many of whom are among Turkish society's most vulnerable. Report's author, Krista Şennum, explains the risks faced by many of the near 500,000 people working in the billion-euro industry in Turkey.
Plastics contain toxic chemical additives, things like dioxins and phthalates that can cause cancer, reproductive system harms, as well as short-term health impacts like asthma and skin ailments, things like that. And we documented that there are quite a bit of child labor in plastic recycling facilities, despite legal protections for children working in such hazardous conditions, as well as lots of migrants and refugees working in plastic recycling facilities without adequate protections.
In Istanbul's Bayrampaşa district, the heart of the city's recycling industry, the air is thick with choking chemicals used in processes to recycle plastic. Apartment blocks surround the factories and a hospital, while children play in a nearby park. The Human Rights Watch report says most plastic recycling factories are located in Istanbul and Adana, two of Turkey's most densely populated cities, where locals like Sedat Kut grew up in the shadow of these factories.
The factories and houses are located side by side. We spend a lot of time in the noise, the smell, the filth. This is how our childhood passed. I am now 34 years old and I have problems with my lungs.
The recycling industry maintains there are strict regulations to protect both workers and residents. Dr. Salih Kambak is with Turkiye Recycling Industry. He admits in the past such criticisms may have been warranted, but insists the industry has cleaned up its act. Kambak says the industry is now strictly monitored on the kinds of plastics imported and the factories processing them.
There are some extreme regulations in the last legislation. We are also having inspectors, not only from the Environment Ministry, also from the other ministry staff as well. They are not giving us information before they visit. We are seeing them at the door. They say that we are here to check your company. If there is any company that the children are working, which is not legitimate, if they are making illegitimate or illicit recycling, we would like to know their names and we would like to eradicate from the system, okay, because this is very important to us.
But the Human Rights Watch report claims the regulations are often not enforced and that there aren't enough regulators. The report even claims factories are frequently warned in advance of any inspection. So far, the government has not responded to the report. The Turkish recycling industry is booming. After China ended importing plastic for recycling in 2018, Turkey is now the European Union's primary recycler of plastics. Şennum of the Human Rights Watch says the EU is responsible for protecting people who clean up Europe's waste.
So since 2018, when the Chinese government banned plastic waste imports, roughly 450,000 tons of plastic waste from the EU has been sent to Turkey each year. We'll be following up with decision makers in the EU to kind of push them to have stronger regulations to, you know, respect the rights of people who are in countries impacted by European waste exports.
Plastic recycling is a central part of the environmental efforts for a greener world. But according to Human Rights Watch, those among Turkey's most vulnerable are paying the price for that aspiration.